Here's how you get ahead of 99% of people in the next 6 to 12 months. Times are changing and we are about to experience one of the greatest wealth transfers in history. And if you want to be on the receiving end of it, there's one thing that you must do. Implement the 5 lost principles of the outsiders in order to become an outsider yourself and unlock a life of freedom. And today, I'm going to show you how I rescued these principles myself and implemented them in my own personal life, which ultimately led me to the success I have today, and how you too can rescue them in your own life. This is The Rescue. Let me ask you a question. Do you have the false belief that money equals freedom? You see, the first step I ever took in my journey was to establish what truth would guide my way, because ultimately the truth that you choose to subscribe to will determine your path. And from very early on, I was able to see through the lies and the manipulation of the conditioning factory and really see the education system for what it actually is. A factory that's only purpose is to turn you into a product of the system. And I simply tried to evaluate from a rational standpoint, what was the outcome of the people who went through the system, which was they'd go to college, then they'd study slave-like hours for 4 to 6 years, only then to graduate and continue to work slave-like hours somewhere else, usually in a job they hate that doesn't pay well, and even in the rare cases that it does, they have no time or location freedom whatsoever to enjoy the money they make. And back then, I didn't know much, but I knew one thing. That's not the life I wanted for myself. And I vividly remember the day I decided that that was not gonna be my truth. I must have been 14 at the time. And I was taking the tube in rush hour in London. It was one of those classic rainy London days, but that still felt so humid and sticky. And everything just looked gray. The tube was packed with people coming from work. Those days where you can smell the sweat mixed with that terrible smell of wet dog that people have from walking in the rain. And listen, that was one thing. But worse was that I'd look in the faces of every single person coming in and out of the tube. And I remember I could just see the pain and the frustration in their faces. How you could clearly notice that none of them wanted to be there, but they simply had no choice but to be there, because that's the only truth that they knew. That was the truth that they had been conditioned to believe. And I just remember how depressing it felt to be there amongst those people. And ultimately how, when I grew up, I never wanted to be like that. And it was on that day, when I was 13 years old, on the tube, that I made the decision. That was not going to be my personal truth. And for the longest time, I actually used to have a photo of the London Underground, the London Tube, as the background of my Trello board where I had my daily to-do tasks. And to me, that was really just a reminder that that wasn't the truth that I had chosen for myself. And back then, I decided that it didn't matter how long it would take or how much it would cost. I would find a way to live life on my own terms, a life where I would be able to make FU money. And to me, FU money means more money than you realistically know what to do with. And without having to sell my soul to the system or slave away in a corporate job until I was 60. I mean, after all, I knew it was possible because I saw other people doing it. It's funny, I remember I always used to show my mom episodes from Ryan Serhant's $1 million listing. And I always used to tell my mom, look, you know, I can do this. It's possible to make millions without going to school. And if I saw other people do it, in my mind, I could do it too. There was nothing that they did that I couldn't do myself. Listen, they weren't building rockets. They weren't programming a machine learning system. They were selling houses, and I knew I could do that too. And obviously, you guys know the story. I didn't end up going the real estate path. That's not how I made my money. But what matters is that I knew that there was an ocean of opportunities out there that could provide me with financial, location, and time freedom. And without me having to slave away at a corporate job for decades to achieve it. And that was my truth. And the craziest part of this entire story is that 10 years later, a decade later, Ryan Serhant ended up reaching out to me because he wanted to feature me in his new book. And then we also ended up meeting up and collaborating on a YouTube video together. So it ended up just being one of those crazy full circle moments, you know, from watching this guy at 13 and being like, I can do something. And obviously I didn't end up going the route that he went, but I made so much of myself that someone that I used to look up to ended up wanting to feature me inside of his book. So the world really does work in crazy ways. Now, it's very important for me to be nuanced here, because as I've mentioned multiple times already, the truth is a very subjective and personal concept. At the end of the day, it changes from person to person. And what's the truth for me might not be the truth for you. For example, if you truly want to become an engineer a doctor, a lawyer, and that's what you want to do because you've clearly experienced what it's like to be an engineer, a doctor, or a lawyer. Not because you've been conditioned to want these professions because they're prestige or because the conditioning factory brainwashed you into thinking you'd make a lot of money and become free through these professions. If you truly want to follow one of these paths because that's what you're truly passionate about, so be it then. That is your truth and no one can tell you otherwise. And obviously, I can't help you in those cases because that's not where my expertise is. And that's totally fine. There's still a lot of people out there who can help you follow those paths. Now, what is important to attain yourself is why you chose that as your truth. If the reason you want to pursue those careers is so that you can achieve the outcomes that the system has sold you on them, that the reason as to why you want to become a doctor, a lawyer, an engineer is because those are the safest and most surefire ways to get financial location and time freedom, you might really want to question, where do those beliefs come from? Are they actually based on cold hard facts, or are they simply based on what the conditioning factory has told you? Are those beliefs making you free, or are they making you a product of the system? Again, you need to truly stop and reflect on what truth actually means for you, because the truth you choose to subscribe to will determine your path, and your path will determine your results. Maybe going to college is your truth, maybe it's not. It all depends on your answer to the question. This is how I unwired my limiting beliefs. Growing up, we're fed with dozens of limiting beliefs that, if not taken care, will affect us profoundly through our entire lives. At this point, you already know that. But there's usually a problem. Getting rid of them is a hard thing to do. And the reason why it's such a hard thing to do is, when you're first starting out, you have no references to base yourself on. You don't know how successful people operate. Because respectfully, you probably have never spent time with successful people in the first place. Growing up, majority of us spend our time with our parents, our teachers, our friends, who usually come from a family with very similar economic backgrounds to our own. So what ends up happening is that these people just reinforce those already existing limiting beliefs that's inside of us. You know, I'll even tell you a little story about this. My first tattoo here, it says, "My cup runneth over." It's written in the Old Testament. And I actually got this tattoo when I was 16 years old. You know, I was definitely a very naughty teenager. And obviously, with all areas of my life, I grew up very quickly. So I definitely don't recommend you go getting a tattoo at 16. But the reason I got this, "My cup runneth over," it basically means that I have more than I need. I'm overflowing. I'm abundant. And the reason I got this tattoo, and the reason it was very important to me, as a constant reminder to myself, was growing up, my mom always used to tell me, take as much as you can because you never know when you're gonna get any more. And that was her truth. And I totally empathize with that truth. Because listen, when you are the youngest of 7 children growing up in the Soviet Union, that statement is true. You really don't know when you're gonna get any more. So if something's in front of you, take as much as you can. And this is what I'm saying. Beliefs can get passed down through your parents, even if they don't serve you. So between that and also a lot of the financial struggles that we had growing up, you know, me and her, my mom almost used to tell me, take as much as you can because you don't know where you're gonna get any more. And that just didn't serve me. That was my attitude growing up. Even though I was still a young kid, I would always think like, how can I get the better end of this deal? Or if there's a certain amount of something, how can I get the most of it? Or even just down to small things, I would always overeat. Even if I was full, I would force myself to eat more because my mom's voice was always in my head. That belief system was always in my head. And one of the things I will give myself credit for was working through that limiting belief system. You know, I ended up getting the tattoo. Instead, I'm not saying you should get a tattoo, but the rest of my life, ever since I'm 16 years old, I have been so abundant. Even when I had nothing, I acted so abundantly. I gave so much. I was so generous with the people around me, if they deserved it, obviously, and weren't just there for the ride. And it just broke this belief. So this is stuff that I've had to work through over the years, many things in my life. That's just one example. Now, getting back to you, again, you really can't address or get rid of those beliefs if these are the only beliefs that you know. You know, the way I like to explain it is this. The amount of colors that our eyes can see is actually very small compared to the amount of colors that's out there in the entire light spectrum. For example, there are a few birds that can actually see ultraviolet light, which obviously we can't see. And that means that they can see millions of colors that we don't even imagine exist. You know, if they were to look at the most colorful TV screens that exist today, you know, they'd probably think to themselves, what horribly unrealistic colors. But from our perspective, the 6K or 8K TV, it looks extremely photorealistic. And that's because we judge things for what we can see. And the same happens with our beliefs and our experiences. We all experience the world based on our own limiting realities that are based on the things that we know and we see. However, that's not the full reality, because there are a lot of things that you don't know, or you don't get to see, or you don't get to experience. And that's why you might have dozens of limiting beliefs that you're not even aware of, because you're not even aware that different realities exist. And unfortunately, the average person has no idea on how different rich people think and approach things compared to broke people. Let me give you a very concrete example. Most people operate from a place of scarcity, especially when it comes to money, which also makes them very emotional towards money. They're always afraid that they won't have enough, or that the process of making money is always hard, miserable, and stressful, because that's what they've always experienced. Or the classic example of someone who operates from that mindset and just started a business and is afraid to charge higher prices because he thinks that everyone else has the same view on money that they have, and that if something costs more than $200, no one's gonna buy it because it's too expensive. All while the same time, there's competitors selling the same product or service for 2 times, 5 times, 10 times the price. And this really all comes back to their limited reference towards money. Listen, I can tell you from firsthand experience, you'd be surprised how indifferent rich people are towards money. And by the way, that's usually why they make so much money in the first place, because they're not emotional about it. They're not afraid of charging more. They're not afraid of investing heavy amounts of money, knowing very well that they could lose it all. Now, the point I want to get to here is this. The only way to truly get rid of your limiting beliefs is by having more references. And that is observing how successful people specifically think, approach, and act on things, and what type of beliefs they hold compared to what you currently hold. And the only way to do that is by spending time with successful people. Now, obviously the problem is, where do you find those people? And how do you get them to spend time with you in the first place? Well, that's the question I asked myself when I was 13. You see, back then, I didn't know any successful people that I could spend time with to learn from and understand how they think and what beliefs they hold. So I found a solution to that. Books. Back when I was 13, 14, 15, I would spend entire afternoons at Brixton Bookmongers in London reading secondhand books they had there. And I used to literally just read the books there because I couldn't afford to buy more than 2 or 3 books a month. So I used to go there and just try to read as many books in an afternoon as possible. You know, I was reading so much that if you really thought about it, majority of my time was spent with extremely successful individuals. Not physically, but in the world of ideas, which according to Plato, as we mentioned in episode 2, is technically the real world anyways. Jokes aside, by doing that, I really started to share the same beliefs and worldviews that these successful people had. And by doing so, it really started to unwire all of the limiting beliefs towards money and success that the conditioning factory had deeply injected into my brain. I was essentially hacking my way into spending time with successful people who were completely inaccessible to me back then. Now, that doesn't mean that you need to read hundreds of books like I did growing up, but you do need to learn from people who are more successful than you, which led us directly to our next principle of the outsider. Just like with all things, they come with positive and negative sides to it. And reading books is also one of them. Here's the thing. Books are a great source of knowledge, especially when it comes to the belief side of things. But this is only one part of the equation. The other part is that you need to know how to take the knowledge you have and break it down into an actionable plan that you can implement in real life. And the problem with books is that they're written in a way so that they're relevant to a mass audience, which means that the author needs to give advice that's gonna be relevant to people from very different ages, very different backgrounds, and most importantly, in very different fields of work and career stages, which in turn means that their advice has to be somewhat broad and non-specific. And that's really the big problem with books. Their advice is not tailored to your specific situation, which means that even if you do read hundreds of books like I did, you'll still have to figure out a bunch of things by yourself. And that's usually when people fail, because the devil is in the details. And that's why having a mentor is of such importance. They can really analyze your situation from their perspective. And since they're so much more resourceful than you are, they can pinpoint exactly what you need to do or what you're doing wrong. And it's usually something that if you were to try to do yourself, it would take you months of failing and bumping your head against the wall in order for you to figure out how to do it on your own. Sometimes, even years. And that's why it took me so long to achieve success. And most people get very confused when I say that, because they see me achieving a lot of success at a young age. So they just assume that I got here quickly. But the reality is, I just got so successful so young because I started so early on, not because I succeeded fast per se. As I said, back when I was 13, I was already reading dozens of books, trying to figure out how to be successful, something that most people only start doing in their mid-20s. So the reason I'm 10 years ahead is just because I started 10 years earlier. Now, I could have achieved success way quicker if I had mentors from the get-go, because if you really evaluate my progress, it took me around 5 years to achieve what most people who follow the right advice tend to achieve in one or two. And I knew that, and I also knew that a mentor could help me fast track my way to success. But there was just one big problem. I couldn't afford a mentor. And this is really the paradox of having a mentor. A person is only a qualified mentor if they have achieved success themselves, which means they probably already make a lot of money. So an hour of their time is gonna be pretty damn expensive. And that's the paradox here. Having mentors is one of the most surefire ways to success. But having mentors is expensive, and you can only really afford them once you're successful already. So how do you do it if you're a beginner who can't afford to drop tens of thousands of dollars a month on mentorship, but you still want to have a mentor? And that was the problem that I personally faced. And that's why I resorted to using books as my mentors. So if you're in a position where you don't have a single penny in your bank account, you have no job or no income coming in, you have no access to money whatsoever, if that is the case, then I'd recommend you start doing the same thing that I did. Use books as your guide. But let's not sit here and bullshit ourselves and say that you're mentored by Elon Musk because you've watched a YouTube video of him or you read his biography. Because you're not. It's simple. If you cannot ask him questions, he's not your mentor. And you are going to be missing out on the most important aspect of having a mentor, which is the tailored advice to your specific situation coming from someone who's way more resourceful than you are. Now, I found another way of getting mentors at a huge discount, without ever having to drop tens of thousands of dollars a month to get only a few minutes of their time. And I'll go ahead and explain exactly how in just a second. Now, seeking intense hardship is one of the most important principles of them all. You can go ahead and write this down. You are not going to be successful if you don't become a master of self-discipline and self-control. It's very simple. In order to be successful, you need to execute on stuff day in and day out, consistently. And that requires very high levels of discipline. It's easy to do something for 2 weeks in a row. Now think about what positive action have you executed on every single day, day in and day out, without fail for 90 days in a row. Most people, nothing except for scrolling on TikTok. And maybe that's why you haven't achieved the levels of success you want to get to. And you might've heard me talking about something called monk mode. That was my way to hack discipline and self-control in my day-to-day life. You see, nowadays on average, we live very comfortable lives, even compared to what the wealthiest humans on earth would live like even just a few hundred years ago. We don't have to suffer with a lack of food. We don't have to endure extreme temperatures because when it's cold, we have heating. And when it's hot, we just turn on the air conditioning. And that has put us in a very unique situation that as humans, we're not used to. And it's made us too comfortable. It's made us weak. And tapping into that inner discipline and living a life of self-control is one of the biggest advantages you can have in a world of distractions and instant gratification. And that's why I created my Monk Mode protocol. And the discipline and self-control that comes with it has made me be able to achieve 2 times, 5 times, 10 times more than I ever would have been able to if I was just another Instagram gratification-driven human being. Most people have no idea just how much they can achieve in 90 days of focus, discipline, execution, day in and day out, because that's exactly what the conditioning factory wants for you. They don't want you to know your true potential. They want you addicted to their dopamine-peaking social networks, so that way you can't help to live without it. And that's exactly what the Monk Mode protocol seeks to fix. And that is how you reset your brain for success. The way it works is very simple. You select a period to stick to for your Monk Mode protocol. Anywhere from 21 to 90 days. Then we have 3 non-negotiable tasks that you have to do every single day. Missed a day? You failed and you start all over from zero. And the 3 non-negotiables are 30 minutes of exercise, whatever exercise you want to do, 10 minutes of meditation, and no alcohol or weed. Then you can add anywhere from 1 to 3 custom variables to tailor your monk mode routine specifically to your situation. That could be reading 10 pages a day, working on your business for 4 hours a day, having less than 2 hours of screen time on your mobile phone. Whatever you feel like is gonna push the needle forward for you. And just by doing that for 21 to 90 days, you'll become a more disciplined individual than 95% of the world's population. And the results will speak for themselves. I mean, listen, I know that they did for me. And if you combine this with one specific thing that I'm gonna show you in just a second, the results you can achieve in 90 days will be greater than what most regular people can achieve in years. Now, here's what most people get wrong about achieving freedom. The truth is, you don't need to become a millionaire to become a free person. You can achieve freedom making as little as $5,000 a month, $10,000 a month, because income is all relative. For example, a lot of people look up to professions like doctors because in most countries, they make a lot of money. You know, it's a very achievable way to make $40,000, $80,000, maybe even $100,000 a month, as an example. But that comes at a cost. Time, location, and often, your sanity. Why? Because usually doctors have to work double or triple shifts just to make those amounts. And at first, when you're young, that's fine. You know, you have a lot of energy and you can endure it. The problem is, it's not sustainable. And even worse, most doctors, when they start making that type of money, they start living a lifestyle that requires that amount of money to sustain it. Meaning, they become a slave of their own lifestyle. And that's exactly what the conditioning factory wants for you. Because no man is more enslaved than the one who falsely believes in his own freedom. I mean, just think about it. Are you really free if you can't go somewhere you want at the time you want? No, you're not. And if you can't go where you want because you lack money, that's fine. You know, that's fixable. Now, if the reason you can't go wherever you want to go is because someone else doesn't allow you to, even if you have the money to do so, you're enslaved. You're still a product of the system. I mean, after all, who is truly free? The doctor who makes $100,000 a month, but is a slave to his lifestyle and can only go wherever he wants for 2 weeks of a year. And sometimes he doesn't even get to choose specifically which weeks those are. Or the guy that makes $10,000 a month, but can work from anywhere they want at any time of the week and chooses to spend his money however he wants because he's not bound to any specific lifestyle. Listen, the answer is obvious. Understand this, freedom is not about how much money you have, but rather how much money you make without having to sacrifice the financial, location, and time aspects of your personal life to do it. And that's why I personally chose the latter. I chose to be the guy that can work from anywhere. I chose to be the guy that can do whatever he wants, whenever he wants. And I chose to be the guy who ends up making more money than any career that the conditioning factory tells you to pursue, because that's what financial freedom truly means. And in order to do so, I followed a very specific curriculum that allowed me to accomplish that. And the first step in this curriculum was to choose the right industry to be in. Today, 80% of success is being in the right industry. I mean, just look at everyone who's successful at your age right now. And in what industry they're in. They're not lawyers, they're not doctors, they're not dentists. They are all outsiders. Every single one of them succeeded outside of the system. Where? The internet. It's simple. Today, succeeding in the internet is 10 times easier than succeeding within the system because the amount of demand for people who have internet-related skills is huge. And the amount of people who possess those skills is so little. I mean, just ask anyone that has a company that sells through the internet what their biggest problem is. Their answer is always going to be the same: finding good talent. The truth is, there's a few very specific skills that if you possess them, you become an extremely valued professional. And as long as you pick up the right skills, success becomes inevitable because the amount of businesses out there seeking for people with those skill sets, and by the way, willing to pay top dollar for them, is immense. Inside of Educate, my online education platform, I have thousands of students who for the longest time were stuck being a product of the system and went on to achieve financial freedom through those exact same skills. And I'll reveal them in a second, as well as the exact curriculum I've followed to make millions and achieve financial, location, and time freedom for myself. So look, what you have to do now above all else is analyze what's happening today. There's two big events unfolding. The first is the push for stage four conditioning. The media, the school systems, the big industries that have final say on how the school system is ran. even the social media networks, they are all owned by the same people. The big universities that have more in their endowment accounts than most Fortune 500 companies have in their bank accounts, well, they're working closely with Wall Street to enforce their agenda down your throats, both in university settings as well as in the workspace. The Conditioning Factory has everything streamlined. They have all their pieces in the right places. They already control the narrative. They control what can and can't be said. They control who can say what, because if you're part of one of their favored groups, you can do and say whatever you want, no matter how segregated it is, as long as you're aligned with their agenda. And if they manage to complete their implementation of stage 4 conditioning, you know what happens next? Well, the ones who decide to follow their own version of truth and try to become free individuals will face the exact same fate that Socrates did. They find bullshit excuses to come after you. You see, Socrates didn't steal. He didn't kill anyone. All he did was make people aware of the truth and just how ignorant and indoctrinated they were by the system. And what happened? He got executed because of that. For corrupting the youth. And that was not during a dictatorship, by the way. That was literally in the birthplace of democracy, the reigning government system in the entire West. And if you think that that only happened back in the days, just think back to any dictatorship ever. You don't agree with their truth? What happens? They come after you. It's that simple. And you know that today, already, there's a lot of things that you can't say right now that were considered trivial just a few years ago. It's getting harder and harder to succeed and be free by the minute. And if you don't do anything about it, that will become your reality. Period. Now, it's also during these periods of monumental change that the biggest opportunities arise. And the last time an event of this magnitude happened was in ancient Greece before Jesus was even born. That's how long ago it was. And today, we know the exact principles that have been lost for millenniums that ultimately led to the creation of some of the most successful men the world has ever seen. You know, back then, people who used to be mere peasants went on to conquer entire continents from edge to edge under their mentors and became generals, rulers, and even kings along the way. It was one of the greatest social shifts in history, and history repeats itself. And we could be about to experience the same with the Great Rescue, but the time is ticking. I've given you the 5 lost principles to become an outsider. And when you implement all 5 of these principles, you too will become an outsider. And you'll get to enjoy all of the spoils that come with living a life of complete freedom. And I'm not referring specifically to money here. After all, majority of you watching didn't get started in this journey because of the money, but rather because of the experiences that being free can provide you with. Now, for some of you, that might be the ability to drop out of college. For some of you, it might be the ability to finally quit your job, to stop working on someone else's dream and start working on your own. Or it might be the ability to start working on something that actually fulfills you, that allows you to take care of the ones around you and do whatever you want, whenever you want, without having to get the approval of someone else. Basically, what it means to become an outsider is that you'll finally get to break free of all of the social conditioning you've been fed and take back ownership of your life, to live it on your own terms, by your own rules. That's what an outsider does. And now you have 2 options. You either decide to go back to what you were doing before and just pretend that you're not aware that doing that will never lead you to any success and that everything you just learned during this event, it just never happened. Or you decide to become an outsider yourself. And at this point, you should have already established what your truth is. So you are the only one that can tell what is the right decision based on what the truth is for you. If you don't want to become an outsider, that is totally fine. Listen, that might not be the truth you want to guide your path. And if that's the case, I genuinely wish the best of luck for you, but I can't really help you any further. Now, if you decide to become an outsider, you're gonna need, 1, to unwire your limiting beliefs, to have a mentor, to have a curriculum, to seek intense hardship to forge discipline and self-control. And the truth is, you're probably not gonna be able to do it yourself, whether you like it or not. I wasn't, Plato wasn't, Aristotle wasn't, Alexander the Great wasn't. And I'm not saying you have to necessarily learn from me, by the way. You can go ahead and find different people out there that teach you each one of these skills individually. That is definitely an option. What is not an option is trying to learn everything yourself. Now, if you do want to learn from me, I'm going to provide you with the 5 lost principles today, starting with the same curriculum that I personally used to go from 0 to a multimillionaire in my early 20s. Now, as I mentioned a few times during this video, I have an education platform called Educate. Now, inside of our platform, we have taught around 30,000 people to this day on how to start a high-income online career from zero and work your way up to $10,000 a month. This provides you with the financial, location, and time freedom needed to live a life of freedom. And one thing is a fact. There are hundreds of skills you can learn in order to make money online. But some skills have a way higher demand than others. And of course, if you choose one of those, your odds of success skyrocket. So here are the three best high-income skills for beginners to make $10,000 a month. The first one is agency. The agency curriculum presented inside of our program, Agency Navigator. Now, Agency Navigator is the curriculum you need in order to start a location-independent online business from scratch and scale it to a full-time income in the shortest time frame possible, even if you have no previous experience. And this is the curriculum I've used myself to make my first $10,000 a month, my first $100,000, and even my first $1 million at the age of 18. It simply works, and I'm not only living proof of it, but so are our students. Our average student takes around 67 days to sign their first paying client, and the average client retainer of our students is $2,000 a month. And the real beauty is that after they sign that first one, they really get that confidence under their belt. It takes them around half that time to sign their second client, and at this point, they're already making a full-time income. Now, I want you to take the example from Jackson to understand the power of this business model. He signed his first client for $2,000 a month 3 months ago. He has now gotten paid a total of $6,000 from this one client alone. And he will still continue to get paid by this very same client for months and potentially years to come. I mean, just think about how much this one client can generate him in its entire lifetime. Dozens and dozens of thousands of dollars. All of this money because he sold this client once. And I personally selected this model because my personal strength lies in managing people. And with this business model, all you have to do is connect businesses that have a problem with a contractor who can fix that problem for them. So I basically just find the right people who get all of the work done for me, which by the way is usually the boring part, and allow me to focus only on the activities that grow my business and make me more money. Now, for years, that's the only thing that I taught students, how to start an agency. And I've gotten literally thousands of students to quit their jobs and even created a few dozen millionaires. There is literally no program in the industry with more success stories than Agency Navigator. Now, along the way, I noticed that starting a business, it's not the only way of succeeding. You know, the truth is majority of six and seven figure earners are not actually business owners. Instead, they work for the right businesses. And one of the fastest ways to get to $10,000 a month online without having to start a business and deal with all of the headaches that come with it, such as product development, service delivery, managing employees and payroll, marketing, etc., is to simply become a sales rep to a business that already makes a lot of money. You simply get to sell their product, which is already proven and sells a lot. And the more you sell, the more money you make. Here's the thing. Majority of the people think they need to become the new Iman Gadji to achieve the freedom they want. And that couldn't be further from the truth. I have hundreds of people who work for me who achieve their own financial, location, and time freedom. And you've probably seen them hanging out with me in some of my videos. All you need to do is become someone that wealthy people like me would hire. And I personally employ more than 50 sales reps throughout all of my portfolio companies, between my personal software companies, my e-learning business, as well as the other companies that I have equity stakes in. And it's crazy. We have 19-year-olds making killer income, traveling the world while they do so. You know, some months they're in Cape Town, some months they're in Italy, some months they're in LA. And as long as they show up and they perform, I could not care if they take their calls from Antarctica. They have their location freedom as long as they stay focused. And that's why this is one of the easiest paths to succeed, becoming an online sales rep. And that is the exact curriculum that we teach inside of Six Figure Sales Rep. Finally, the last curriculum I'll give you access to inside of Educate is Pen to Profit. Now, if you don't want to be talking to people all day long, and instead you prefer to just work on your computer, this is the one for you. Inside of Pen to Profit, you'll learn how to write messages that make people take action. That is, basically writing emails, ads, website pages, or any other form of online medium that has text on it. This is one of the most in-demand skills today, and businesses pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to those who have such skill set. Why? Because one single video, one single ad, one single email can generate that business millions and millions of dollars. Because the amount of people that you can reach with a video or an ad today is literally in the hundreds of millions. And the best part about it is that in today's day and age, you don't actually even have to be good at writing to succeed with this curriculum. Now, I know that's quite a few options to choose from, and deciding what's the best for you can be overwhelming, but you don't need to worry about it. The first thing we'll do once you join Educate is to help you choose what is the best skill for your specific personality type. So this way, you know exactly which one you should choose to have the highest chances at success. Now, one of the most important principles of an outsider, as we covered in depth during the rescue, is to have a mentor. And at this point, you already understand if you want to succeed and truly become an outsider who gets to enjoy financial, location, and time freedom, there is nothing more important to get you there than having a mentor. Aristotle had a mentor, Plato had a mentor, Alexander the Great had a mentor. And if they all needed mentors, saying that you're special and you don't need anyone is simply lying to yourself. And then we go back to the mentorship paradox. You see, for a mentor to be a good mentor, they have to be successful, which means they're gonna be more expensive than you can afford. So, what do you do? Well, that was the exact problem I fixed with Educate. What you get inside of Educate is essentially more than 20 plus mentors at a huge discount. We created what we call an educator, and inside of Educate, you'll get access to our multiple curriculums, each one taught by a different educator. Agency Navigator is taught by me, Six Figure Sales Rep is taught by my CEO, Paul Daly, and Pen to Profit is taught by my CMO, Luis Berger. Now, what most people don't know is that you also get direct access to Paul and Luis as your educators. That is, your mentors. And that's because every week, they host mentorship calls for the Educate students, where you can ask them any questions and get their direct feedback, live, tailored specifically to your own situation and challenges. That is true mentorship. And they're not the only educators you get access to, by the way. Inside of Educate, we have a lineup of over 10 plus industry-leading professionals who host weekly mentorship calls where you get to jump on a Zoom meeting and ask them any questions you have. We have calls on sales, copywriting, agency operations, client outreach, mindset, accountability, and more. That is literally having an expert in the field answering your questions live every single week. And if you were to pay to get access to any one of those individuals, you would be spending tens of thousands of dollars weekly. I mean, we literally just got back from the Educate Mastermind where over 40 people paid $25,000 each to get access to the advice of these exact same people for 3 days. So what Educate gives you is access to industry-leading mentors at a huge discount. I mean, it's like buying a Ferrari for $10,000. And we still have another level of educators, by the way. We also have our one-to-one educators that mentor every single Educate student. So when you first join Educate, they're gonna jump on a call with you and help you decide what is the best curriculum for you to follow based on your specific needs and strengths. So this way, you know that you are pursuing the right path without having to try to figure out everything out on your own. Then, after they help you decide what's the best path for you, they will draw a customized action plan to your specific situation on the step-by-step that you need to follow in order to achieve success and become a free person with whatever curriculum that you choose. These mentors understand the market better than anyone else. And that's because every single day, they talk to dozens of students. They get to see what's working and what isn't right now. And I was chatting with our lead educator the other day. He told me that every single student that had worked with him for 6 months was making money. As in every single student that showed up to the calls, by the way, that are included, they're free. It's not like every time you jump on the call with your one-to-one educator and your one-to-one mentor, you need to pay extra money. So just simply the people who bothered to show up to the calls made money. And that's why every single successful person out there says that having mentors is the shortcut to success. If you just follow what they tell you, you get results, period. Now, it is true. The most difficult part of this entire journey is just getting rid of all of your limiting beliefs in the first place. And throughout the years, I've seen it over and over. People who had so much potential, but never achieved any real results due to the limiting beliefs that stopped them. So I decided to do something. I've created a new program that's sole purpose is to help you unfuck your life before you even think about becoming successful. Because at the end of the day, you won't ever be successful if you don't address the roadblocking obstacles that stop you from getting there in the first place. Now, this is the first program that I've recorded in 2 years, and you're gonna get exclusive access to it with your Educate subscription. It's called Digital Launchpad. And with it, you'll finally be able to get rid of the decades of social conditioning you have been fed by the conditioning factory and eliminate your limiting beliefs for life. Now, the last principle you need here is self-control and self-discipline. And I've already told you the best way to achieve that, by immersing yourself in an intense period of work. Now, throughout the years, I've noticed that the people who take this plan and immerse themselves completely into doing it for a whole month, every single day, well, their odds of succeeding are exponentially higher than the ones who try to do it over long periods of time without ever going all in. And that's really because you learn so much faster when you immerse yourself completely in a subject without giving any room for distractions. And not only that, but the amount of results you produce in 1 month when you go all in is greater than you'd produce in 6 months just half-assing it. I mean, just think about it. Navy SEALs are considered to be the best special forces unit there is, and they are only the best because their training is the most intense there is. They are forged through intensity. And just like most precious stones are created under the most intense conditions, extreme temperature, extreme pressure, intensity forges long-lasting success. And what we've figured out is that if a student gets into Educate and they don't go through the first phase of the curriculum within a week, then their odds of succeeding drops by 10x. And that's because they already lost track of the intensity. They didn't go all in. Listen, it's the exact same thing with going to the gym. Let's say you pay for a gym subscription, but you don't show up on the first week. What are the odds of you showing up in the weeks after that? It is way lower than it was of you showing up in the first week. So pretty much just by not showing up in the first week, you already walked 80% of your way to failure. On the other hand, what if you showed up every single day of the first 6 weeks that you joined the gym? First of all, you'd already start seeing your first small wins and progress during that period, which would get you even more committed to showing up. Then, knowing that you already showed up every day of the first 6 weeks and already started seeing your first signs of progress, how likely would you be able to keep showing up in the coming weeks? Very likely. I mean, pretty much 100% odds. And almost 2 years ago, I created a secret program for our students that aimed at doing exactly that, providing them with an intense start that would fast track their way to success. And still to this day, this has been the program that has generated the best and fastest student results that we've ever gotten. It consisted of 6 live masterclasses with our best educators during the course of 6 weeks. Each week would cover one step of our curriculum and give students the exact action plan they needed to execute on during that week. And at the end of the 6 weeks, they would be ready to start making their first commissions online. In fact, quite a few students started signing clients and making money even before the end of the 6 weeks. And for the first time ever, I've decided to relaunch this program inside of Educate. So when you get an Educate subscription today, you'll also get enrolled into the Educate Fast Track. And over the course of 6 weeks, together, live on Zoom, with me and the best educators we have inside of Educate, we will get you from wherever you are right now to a position where you're ready to start making money online. We're gonna show you how to choose the right curriculum for you. We're gonna give you the exact action plan that you need to take action. And we'll show you exactly how to approach potential clients and what to say to get them to work with you or to get a job with them. And we'll show you exactly how to deliver them with the best results so that way you never feel like you don't know what you're doing. All live during 6 weekly live masterclasses. This is the intensity you need to hack your way to success. This is Educate Fast Track. The first class starts on Thursday already, so you don't want to miss it. These are the 5 principles you need to become an outsider and achieve financial, location, and time freedom. And with these exact same principles, we've had kids straight out of high school, as well as people who could barely speak English, successfully starting their online businesses and achieving their financial freedom while also enjoying location and time freedom. In short, becoming an outsider themselves. And if you had this exact same curriculum and mentors at your disposal, do you think that it would be out of this world for you to achieve the same? Now, this is the question that only you can answer. Now look, every single day we have dozens of students joining Educate for $1,500. But today, when I open the cart for this offer, you'll get access to all of our curriculums, Agency Navigator, Six-Figure Sales Rep, Pentaprofit, and the new Digital Launchpad, as well as the 20 weekly mentorship sessions with our educators, as well as your personal one-on-one educator, and most importantly, the Educate Fast Track. Basically, everything that we just discussed. The total price for this new package would be in the tens of thousands of dollars if you were to buy each one of these things separately, especially because of all of the mentorship hours you get on a weekly basis. And it's not one of those fake inflated prices that no one's actually paid for. Again, we've had tens of thousands of students join Just Agency Navigator for $1,500, as well as more recently, people paying upwards of $25,000 for a 3-day event with the exact same educators. And to be honest, if you were to pay $10,000 for this package, it would be a steal knowing that our average student gets their first paying client within 67 days, and they usually range at $2,000 a month retainer. However, you're not gonna be paying the total price of $10,000 for this package. In fact, you're not even gonna be paying the full price of $1,500 just for Agency Navigator alone. It's because we make a commitment to you. When you join Educate, you have a one-on-one educator assigned to you. You have a profile, you're a part of the ecosystem. We are making a commitment to you. We continue to deliver incredible programs, and when you're subscribed to Educate, you have access to any new programs coming out. And we have new programs every 4 to 6 months. But for the first year only, we want people who are serious and dedicated because we are serious and dedicated to your success. And by the way, that's also to cover the cost of hundreds of thousands of dollars that we spend every single month on the world-leading mentors that we have doing the coaching, as well as your one-on-one educators that get assigned to your personal profile. I personally spend hundreds of thousands of dollars in payroll to get them inside of Educate. Now, this offer is only gonna be available until next Monday. After that, Educate will go back to its regular price of $1,500 in the first year, and you won't have the chance to access the extra bonus, such as the fast track, ever again. We are opening enrollments in the exact moment that this video is premiering. So if you want to be one of the few people who are going to get premium support from our coaches, make sure that you claim your Educate subscription now. You can find the link to enroll in the description below if you're watching after the premiere, and if you're watching the premiere live right now, I'm going to personally drop the link in the live chat. In 3, 2, 1, now. It's gonna take you to a page with all of the information you need to know about the Educate package for the rescue. And if you have any questions at all, we have chat support on the page ready to talk to you and solve any issues. The fact is, time is ticking and the window of opportunity to escape stage 4 conditioning is shrinking by the minute. We have reached the point where most of our freedoms are on the verge of being restricted. And the longer we stay in this situation, the closer we get to total control. And when that happens, none of what we just discussed will be useful anymore. So either you free yourself now or you regret your decisions later. This is your last chance of escaping the conditioning factory and becoming an outsider. So I suggest you act now because tomorrow might be too late. And let's be real, Black Friday is in 2 weeks, and you can either spend your hard-earned money buying useless shit that will only consume even more of your already scarce time, or you can use the same money to invest into something which is actually gonna take you somewhere. And by the way, you literally have no financial risk of joining Educate today. And that's because we trust our program so much that we decided to implement a 100% money-back guarantee. So if for whatever reason you don't like the program, all you have to do is email support asking for a refund and we'll process that within 48 hours of your request. And now, the decision is yours to make. Are you ready to rescue these principles together and after over 2,000 years, bring back the roots of education to life? You are the only one who can decide. But just remember, the clock is ticking and I am waiting for you inside of Educate.